The theme verse for the National Christian Multicultural Student Leadership Conference was Galatians 3:28. And so I want to read that before we have some of the students come and speak. There is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. One of the requests that we have had as a chapel committee is that you would have opportunity to hear from more students, and this morning is particularly one of those great opportunities. So, students.
Good morning. I'm going to come and speak before the students do. But like you had heard earlier, Larry Hardesty and I had the opportunity to travel to Cedarville University over near Columbus, Ohio, for our National Christian Multicultural Student Leaders Conference, or NICMSLC. And so during that, this is the 20th annual conference, and my office helps to do this conference for Geneva College. And for the fourth time in a row, we received another plaque for bringing the most students. And so So I now have to find some more space in my office on my wall to hang another plaque. But while at the conference, after we finished coveting the campus there with their huge buildings and this glistening lake that just shined while you were eating dinner, and we decided, let's just tear down Old Main and put a lake on our campus. And so then, that was Friday, which was a beautiful day. Saturday, it was cold. We walked past that lake, getting around those large buildings to the huge spaces that we had to go through, and we decided we don't want a lake on our campus. We're just blessed with what we have here. So as was spoken, the theme for the conference was, there is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. So what does that mean to us here? The students are going to come and speak to you about that. But so, and when we talk about that scripture, if we are abiding by the scripture, here we on Geneva's campus, we are all one in Christ Jesus. We are representatives of Christ. We are children of God. And so it does not matter what our ethnicity is, what our political party is, what our denomination is, what our gender is. We are all one in Christ, because we are called by his name to do what he is asking us to do. So, and we all know that God looks on the heart. And so we want to make sure that that heart is free of malice, free of hate, free of dislike for others who are different from us. And realizing that we all grow and learn on different stages of life, that we have not attained that goal that is set before us, but we are still striving to be more like Christ. Attending the multicultural conference gives the students the opportunity to meet and interact with other students from various Christian campuses. This year, there were 28 colleges that were represented and over 450 participants. They came together to talk about the issues that affect them individually, issues that affect them on their campuses, and how we need to see what multiculturalism and how we view multiculturalism. The students were also divided into different ethnicity caucuses, and some of those may have been Asian Pacific Islanders, Eastern European, international adoptees, Latino, Native American, and others. And again, realizing this, we all come from different cultures and communities, churches, our grocery stores are different, our schools are different. But however, because these things are different, that does not mean that they should separate us, because again, we are children of God. Part of my job here at Geneva is to help educate the campus community in that area of multiculturalism and diversity, and to help prepare you as students that when you leave this campus community and go into society, have we done a good job of preparing you just for that? We hope we've done that. The Word of God speaks of unity in the book of Acts, and the unity being a byproduct of love. And the Word of God speaks that we are again the body of Christ. We must be willing to love one another. We need to be able to be on one accord when we are talking about what it is that we want to see God do in our lives. And again, this conference helps provide that. The students are going to come to you and explain to you what they learned in the conference so that you can share that with you as the campus community and see how we can make that impact here. Cree McCauley is going to come first and give you her view.
Good morning. Hi, y'all. All right. I love you, too. Okay. The National Christian Multicultural Student Leadership Conference provided an atmosphere that celebrated diversity, teaching how differences in the body of Christ are actually essential for unity as we witness to the world. Our theme was "For You Are All One in Christ," based on Galatians 3:28, which I'll read again. "There is neither Jew or Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." Diversity is the body of Christ. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12 and 13, Paul says, "The body is a unit, though it is made up of many parts, and though all of its parts are many, they form one body. So it is with Christ, for we are all baptized by one Spirit into one body. Whether Jews or Greeks, slave or free, we were all given one Spirit to drink." Believers come from every social, racial, economic, and ethnic background. Our bond is our faith in Christ. Every believer has a function that works in the body of Christ to edify the church as a whole. In our uniqueness, we serve each other with genuine love for each other's life. To serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms. As Christians, it is essential to know how to serve, and we can only do this by becoming more knowledgeable about the needs of our brothers and sisters. We discuss these needs in our separate ethnic caucuses. In the African American caucus, we began our discussion on the challenges Black students face. As Black students, we expressed our frustration with the integrated assumption of our personalities, our culture, and our sometimes dialect being connected to our color. We also discussed how we can play a role in this by wanting to hold on to resentment from past offenses. And in wanting to hold on to this resentment, we build up hostility to counter our actions. In an essay by Corey Langford, host of the radio show on WGVNet, he expresses our hopeful resolution. In order for Black people to have a future, they must accept the past from which they've come and use it to grow, and for white people to not find it hard to understand that Black people do not want or need all the values and standards that white people possess. In conclusion, he said, "Sharing all the same values of each culture doesn't make people equal, but understanding that each race must surrender themselves to the other in order to come to the equilibrium of equality, humanity, and love." While expounding upon the desire for God to have us in submission to Him, as Paul writes in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, we began to realize that we needed changes, on our own campuses, and that they will only occur as an outer effect if we change from within, if we are transformed by the renewing of our minds. If we as a student body truly submit ourselves to God, we will be able to see ourselves not as a variety of ethnic groups or as a color or as different nationalities, but if we decide to merge ourselves together as essential parts of Christ's body. Diversity functions in Christ's body for the sake of what Nick will now begin to say as unity.
All right, my name is Nick. This past year, I went on my first national Christian multi-ethnic student leadership conference. Basically, it was a lot of races, a lot of different ethnic groups getting together. We talked about unity and how it affects us and like what it really means. Basically, when we talked about unity, I thought about our campus here at Geneva and how basically we're divided up just for no reason. People look at like each other's skin colors, you know, like ethnic backgrounds or whatnot, and it keeps them from seeing the real people, you know? It's just stereotypes. And stereotypes are basically, I think, a reflection of our own fears, you know? Like people, we wanna generalize what other people are because we don't wanna learn about them, you know? But basically, you know, no one has any say in like where they're from or where they're born, you know? So it's no point in us dividing each other up based on things we have no say over. We all came to college just to educate ourselves, and we're just keeping ourselves ignorant. So now the question really is, how can we unify Geneva? We all share like the common denominator, really, of coming here to like learn, you know? So that's like one thing. And also, as Galatians 3:28 says, there's neither Jew nor Gentile, Greek nor slave, male nor female, because we're all one in Christ. So basically, that unity in Christ transcends all those ethnic, social, and gender distinctions. Another verse that brings to mind is Matthew 18:20. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. So whenever we gather here in chapel, we're all in God's name, and he's in the midst of all of us. We all come together as one. The more of us there is, the more God's presence comes to us. You know, and also when all the ethnic groups got together and talked, we all like realized that we valued the same things: family, life, love, friends. So basically, if we all want to unite, all we have to do is think about those things that we all value together and just try to keep our head up and move forward.
Morning, everyone. Okay, the question for today is that as we unify, how do we build relationships with each other effectively? Relationships are compelling. Building relationships with people from different cultures is the solution to building diverse communities. With these diverse communities, it is easier to attain important goals. In anything that we want to do in life, such as make it to the top of our chosen career, there's a great chance we will have to work with people from different racial, ethnic, language, and economic groups. In order to work successfully with these people from different backgrounds, we will need to build powerful relationships based on both faith and shared goals. The reason this relationship building is so important is because trusting relationships are the ones that can solve difficult problems. When things get hard, the trusting relationship is necessary. It will have to support each other when things get rough and are about to collapse. Whether Asian, Latino, African American, Native American, Middle Eastern, Eastern European, international, interracial, Caucasian, or from different religious groups, it is important to reach outside and get to know people from these groups that we don't know very much about. In order for us to get to know someone from a different culture, it is important to know about our own culture first. During the ethnicity caucus, the Caucasian Americans all felt the same problem. What defines our culture? The answer can be found in the questions, what are my values and who agrees with me on these values? Family traditions are also part of our culture. Once we are aware of our own culture, it is much easier for us to learn about other cultures. In order to build these relationships, we must first reconcile ourselves with God. Then we must make it a conscious decision to build them. We must drop all stereotypes, and then when we put ourselves in the situations, we must do this purposely to meet other people. Once we have met, we have to listen to the person tell their story and learn about their customs, values, and beliefs. Always be aware of the risk of making mistakes, but remember that prayer is the best way to unite. Mr. Theo Williams defined an intentional community as a community where if things are going good or bad, everyone sticks it out and doesn't give up. He also said that in order to build relationships, we must be intentional. It is not going to be easy or comfortable, but it is what we have to do. To live in an intentional community, everyone must rise and fall together. When there's tension, we must reconcile. We have to try not to avoid awkward conversations, for they only make us stronger. Existing within these intentional relationships, there's pushing and pulling present. The good way to push is by pushing someone in the right direction, and the wrong way is to push someone away. The right way to pull someone is along with you, and the wrong way is to pull him or her down. Most significantly, we must embrace one another. Who we are does not matter because we are all children of God. Whether culturally, politically, or spiritually different, we all have one connecting part, and that is we are all one in Christ. The purpose of NICM Slick Conference was to provide us with the face, prepare us to face the challenges of spiritual, academic, social, and leadership development within a multi-ethnic context. My challenge for you is to think of who you really are, and today at lunch, go sit next to someone whom you don't know and begin to build these new relationships. Not to speak on our overall experience of the conference is Sana Clark.
Good morning. My name is Sana Clark. As I look into the crowd, I didn't notice how many people come here. You know what I mean? Today I'm going to be talking about my overall experience. I'm going to start with the first speaker that I heard. He talked about how when he first started getting into his ministry, he came to Tennessee. He was working with a lot of Caucasian people of God, and there was an African-American pastor down there, and he tried to reach out to him, but the African-American pastor turned his back because all he seen in what was Caucasian, and he felt that this black man was selling out. So through the power of God, this black man realized that he needed to reach out to his brother in Christ, no matter who he was working with or what he was doing in his life. So now he told us that him and this other black pastor, they both are in the ministry together in Tennessee, along with the white gentleman who was in charge of the ministry that he was working with. So, and then the second thing that I went to was, it was called Intense. This talked about how intensity can arise in intentional relationships and how we should set aside our differences and just bring ourselves together with each other because we are one in Christ. And even though these differences do arise, we need to set them aside so that we could work through the things that Christ has called us to do. And then the third thing was the president of Cedarville. He talked about Jonah, and I'm gonna read verses 1 through 3 in chapter 1 of Jonah. The word of God came to Jonah, son of Amittai, go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed for Tarshish. He went down to Joppa, where he found a ship bound for that part. After paying the fare, he went aboard and sailed for Tarshish to flee from the Lord. He talked about how God calls us to do things, but because we don't like what these people are doing or we're scared of what they might think or whatever, that we run. And how even though we dislike the things that these people are doing or that even our friends are doing, we shouldn't run from what God called us to do. So I'm here to talk about what I got from the conference. The conference itself taught me that we as Christians need to set aside our differences and come together so that we can be unified in Christ. And you guys already heard Galatians 3:28. I'm going to read it again. Galatians 3:28, it says, there is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for we all are one in Christ. And with this verse, even though you guys heard it, I just want you guys to take this in, because this is a powerful verse. Even though we are all different, we all come from different churches, different families, different schools, we all sit at different tables in the cafeteria, but we need to know that we are one in Christ. Thank you.
All right, well, As I was thinking about what I wanted to say to you all today, I got really nervous. And I think that's mostly because I'm afraid not very many of you really want to hear about any of this. I'm fully aware that issues of multiculturalism and diversity aren't everyone's favorite topic. Last weekend's conference was a second NCCM SLIC that I've attended, and I really enjoyed both, and I learned a lot from them. But for some reason, I have a hard time communicating my excitement about it to other people, unless I know that they're already as excited about it as I am. But as I was preparing for today, I was convicted by that, and I kind of just wanted to share with you why that was. First, I want to tell you that although the Bible never uses the word multicultural, I think Scripture is pretty clear that it's an issue that's very close to God's heart. The world is full of people, God's creations, who are all very different from each other, and God intended that it should be so. I think that God's character is so huge and complex and so multifaceted that one culture could never reflect that. It takes a world full of people, who have very diverse and very beautiful cultures to even begin to reflect God's image. And it takes people from all of those cultures worshiping and praising him in their own diverse and beautiful ways to even begin to give him the glory that's due to his name. In Revelations 5:9 and elsewhere in the Bible, we're told that that's what heaven is going to look like. It's going to be people from every tribe and every language and every nation worshiping and glorifying God forever. In the meantime, though, we're called to live together on this earth in unity and harmony. That's a huge part of why Christ came, not just to reconcile mankind to God, but to reconcile mankind to each other. And if you don't believe me about that, please read Ephesians 2. It talks all about how people who were once far away from each other because of their differences have now been drawn near to each other through the blood of Christ, and how where there was once dividing walls and hostility, there can now be peace through the cross. So when we talk about these issues of multiculturalism and we use these words that our society likes so much, like diversity and unity and reconciliation, I think that as Christians, we need to realize and remember the important part that they have in our lives. We are responsible to do everything that we can in order to live at peace with our brothers and sisters and with people who are different from us. And that means everyone, whether they're different in race, in ethnicity, in economic status, in denomination, in taste of clothing style, in their sense of personal hygiene, whatever it is, we have to love those people. We're called to it. It matters. So that brings me back to what I was saying when I started out. Why, when I know how important love and unity and harmony are to us as the body of Christ, why am I afraid to talk about things like multiculturalism and reconciliation with you and sometimes with other people in my life? One of the speakers at NCCM SLIC this weekend, Dr. Jeff Cook, talked about a passage of scripture that reminded me of myself. He read Galatians 2, verses 11 through 15, where Paul confronts Peter for his hypocrisy concerning the Gentiles. Apparently, Peter had befriended a number of Gentiles and was intentionally building relationships with them in Antioch. But when a group of his Jewish friends came to visit, verse 12 tells us that he began to draw back and separate himself from the Gentiles because he was afraid of what his fellow Jews would think of him. He knew what was right, but he was afraid to proclaim it and to live it. And I guess that's kind of how I was feeling about talking to you all today, and I think that's how a lot of us often feel about these issues of multiculturalism and diversity. And I think that's how we think about loving people who are different from us. Sometimes that's scary for us. So I want to leave you with three things that I think are vital to us as Christians and as members of a diverse world to have in our lives. And these three things are from Dr. Cook's lecture at NCCM SLIC. Number one, I think it's important that we have clarity on these issues of race and culture and what they mean. And hopefully what we've said to you today has helped with that a little bit. But if you still have questions, please make an effort to get some answers. Talk to your friends, talk to your MCA. There should be one in your building, and they really do want to talk to you. Drop by Ms. Cook's office and talk to her, whatever it takes, and read your Bible too. That always helps. So that's the first thing. I think we just need to be intentional about gaining a sense of clarity about these issues of race and culture. Secondly, we need to have a practical commitment in our lives about living in harmony within the unified body of Christ. And that's going to look a little different for each of us. So please just pray about what that should look like in your life. And finally, unlike Peter in the Galatians passage, we need to have the courage to act and to speak according to what we know is right all the time. So thanks so much for letting us all share with you today. I hope you'll take some of it to heart. Dean Smith's going to close us now in prayer, and then you'll be free to go.
Thank you all for sharing with us. I don't need to remind you that next Wednesday we're all out of school, so there's not chapel next week. And then there are two more as we finish out the semester. But stand and let me pray for us before we go, please. Lord, thanks for the things that we've heard today. Thanks for the challenges that are in front of us. We confess what we noted as we began, that we're much more comfortable just being around people who are like us. But that's not what your body is designed to be. So forgive us when we've been closed to being more open to others. Forgive us when we've been guilty of outright racism or prejudice. Forgive us for the places, as we've been challenged, where we've simply been silent because we're concerned about what others would say. Lord, we pray that we would begin to model increasingly on this campus and in our communities and in our churches what it means to see the body of Christ made up as you desire it and as you delight in it. Now we ask, Lord, that you would bless us as we anticipate another week, a break. We pray for safety as a variety of folks travel in a variety of directions. Bring us back refreshed, renewed, and ready to finish out the semester. And we ask all this in Christ's name. Amen.